شكرا سيدي الرئيس، يعني لقد استمعنا.
Thank you, Chairman. We followed very closely the various viewpoints on collective rights and individual rights. Some, of course, support the idea that we should maintain the concept of collective rights in this declaration, and we've heard some diverging points of views. We believe that human rights are supposed to facilitate the life of human beings, and that humans should be able to flourish individually and collectively in a balanced way, in harmony. And this is why human rights are not set in stone. And as such, we cannot elude the way the world is developing. Human rights must embrace this constant evolution, this constant change. And this is why we have these two concepts, individual human rights and collective human rights. We are of the opinion that even individual human rights cannot be exercised fully if they didn't have a collective component. Allow me to give you an example, which I believe is fitting, and it deals with the right to self-determination, which is, after all, a collective right. There are many other examples of collective rights that we can see in the Declaration on Indigenous Peoples' Rights and so on. Now, of course, there are groups, communities across the world that have recognized historically the exercise of these collective rights. And these very rights are recognized by the authorities as rights that can only be exercised in a very specific framework. So that being the life of those collective groups. Hearing the representatives from civil society, I think of the access to pastures, to water, and so on and so forth. As such, we believe that allowing these groups, these collectivities, these communities to develop and flourish is not possible if we do not allow them to exercise their rights collectively. It's essential that they be granted these collective rights. Finally, let me go back to something that was said by the representative of Switzerland. Some of these rights have an individual dimension, others a collective dimension. I think that perhaps if we bear this in mind, it might help us to find a middle ground. Because we believe both of these types of rights, individual and collective rights, need to be provided. Both dimensions need to be present. Because we can enjoy these rights depending on a context. Because individually and collectively, there are rights that can be exercised and that can allow each and every group and individual to flourish. Thank you.